USA Radio News.
And you have to work every day between now and November to elect more Republicans so that we continue making America great again. And by the way, this is the first, our new slogan for 2020. You know what it is? Keep America great.
President Donald Trump at a campaign-style rally last night in Elkhart, Indiana. Now, Vice President Mike Pence was also in his home state. Today, President Trump will be rolling out a new plan regarding prescription drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar previews that for us.
So the plan the president's going to be rolling out this afternoon will be the most comprehensive plan for prescription drug affordability by any president in American history. It's going to have four key elements.
President Trump is set to go into more details on those 4 points coming up just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A former president cautions the U.S. against isolationism. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
If we are together, nothing is impossible. If we are divided, all will fail.
At an awards ceremony held in Washington on Thursday night, former President George W. Bush said America is indispensable for the world, and the prize of greatness is responsibility, paraphrasing what legendary British leader Winston Churchill once said about America.
One cannot rise to be, in many ways, the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
Bush, 43, was addressing the Atlantic Council, which gave him a Distinguished Leadership Award. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legal experts say that reports of Liberal comedian Rosie O'Donnell donating more than the legal limit to 5 Democratic candidates reflect a common breach of campaign financing that is often dismissed by authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Oil prices are mainly flat today after reaching 3-year highs. Now, what does this mean long-term and what does it mean short-term? Well, economist John Tamney joined me earlier, and he talks about why this needs to be a huge warning signal for folks.
It's a flashing red signal. Let's be clear. Oil is not suddenly scarce. What this is a reflection of a very cheap dollar. When the dollar is weak, oil rises in price. This has negative implications beyond the prices we pay at the pump. When the dollar's weak, there's less investment. Without investment, you don't have new companies, you don't have new jobs, and so people are unhappy because they're earning less, plus everything costs more. This is dangerous. Presidents that oversee a weak dollar invariably oversee a rising oil price, and their economies falter on this every single time. Look at Nixon, Carter, George W. Bush. It's very, very clear. We need to be watching this.
The latest list of America's most popular baby names is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.